Joining us by telephone, Jim Olson from Central Wisconsin Airport. It appears there might be a little confusion with the sequester cuts pending. The airport is not in danger of closing at all, is it?
No, it is not. The airport is open and will stay open.
The big issue is, will you have control tower people or not?
That we do not know yet. The FAA has said that Friday they will be making a decision on it. The decision was supposed to have been by Monday the 18th, and they delayed it until this Friday, which would be the 22nd.
Have you had any indication as to what they might do, knowing that CWA is ranked pretty high on the list of important airports?
No, we do not. There's 170-some airports that are scheduled for closing, and then there's another 30 after that. So there's a little over 200 airports that are on the closing list, and they have not indicated either way, anyway, as to what is going to be happening.
Well, let's say the sequester cuts take place and you lose tower staff. How many people does that affect?
That would be five people in the tower. The tower is an independent organization. It's Midwest Tower Group. They're contracted through the FAA to operate the tower, so those five individuals, yes, would be laid off.
Looking ahead, does that pose any operational problems for CWA, or would things flow pretty smooth from other sites?
It would continue to flow smooth. Years ago, we used to operate with Minneapolis Control Tower. It made slow things down a little bit because they have to increase the spacing between the aircraft when you have, you know, inclement weather or something like that. But as far as the airport closing or as far as safety or anything else being affected, no, it will not. Will we miss, you know, if they are gone, yes, it would not be good. But, you know, we would continue to operate and things would still flow smoothly.
Are there any other issues in the federal budget deal that may affect CWA's operation?
Not at this time right now, no.